Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Time to look at accessible technology today. And I'm joined by Madeline Mann from RNIB Technology for Life team. Hello.
Hi.
And it's Valentine's Day.
It
and
is.
It's sometimes an excuse to do a little bit of online shopping.
Yeah.
And online shopping is the way to go for a lot of people now, isn't it?
Well, it's easier. You don't need to stand in the shop and go through the notions of asking somebody, oh, can you please tell me what you have and what might be good to gift to somebody? And I like it because I've got the choice and I can do it whenever I want to. So if I don't make it in the opening hours and I think late at night, what might I give to somebody for Valentine's Day this year? I have the choice of browsing online, and you'd be surprised how many things you come up with, what you can give people for Valentine's Day. It's amazing. I would never know they exist.
Yeah, neither would I. Now, so where would you start then for online shopping? Because it can be quite daunting, can't it?
Well, it can be quite daunting. And first of all, you need to find out whether you want to do online shopping on the computer or on your smartphone. I used to be one of those who says, God, no, don't want to do shopping on my smartphone. Don't understand why you would want to do it. But I think when you have your fingerprint set up with payment methods, you know what? It can be the quickest thing to do on your smartphone. So whether you use Amazon or Hotel Chocolat or any other lovely, gorgeous website to gift your loved ones for Valentine's Day, your smartphone might be even quicker than your computer. So this year, I've used my smartphone to browse around for Valentine's Day. I think it's amazing to see what's even available. I never knew the amount of different chocolate boxes you can buy for the hampers and God knows what for Valentine's Day, let alone all the other gift sets. So it's nice to have the freedom of being able to actually, find out what is available without asking anyone and intruding someone. Oh, could you just read this again for me? And how expensive was that again? I didn't want to spend all that much money, maybe a bit less. So it's nice that way because it gives us the freedom to do it all by ourselves.
Now, Madeline, you don't have any site and
I don't.
You like doing this. But when you're starting off, what are the kind of things you need to have set up to do shopping online, say with your smartphone?
Well, it doesn't matter if it's your smartphone or your computer. You need to have an aid to use, which you can accessibly use. So if you have a computer, you need to have a computer with a screen reader or magnification installed, and the Internet Explorer needs to be installed, or Firefox, anything, your browser, anything you use to browse. If you use a smartphone, obviously you need to have your phone to hand and your preferred payment method. Now, this is what I was saying a minute ago. On your computer, you'll have it probably all typed in and saved. Maybe the websites which you're using, you will have your payment method saved. On your phone, you can choose whether you want to pay with whatever app you have on your phone. Or again, you use the websites before, you have an account with them, and you probably have your payment method saved online as well. So you don't need a lot more. You just need to figure out how much money you want to spend, and off you go, really. Then you need to find out where you want to go shopping. Would you like to go to Amazon, who kind of caters for it all and who might have chocolate boxes or, you know, Valentine's gifts, whatever you want to buy? Or would you like to go to specific shops you heard people say their loved ones want the chocolates from or whatever? So many shops do have an app, like Marks and Spencer's has an app, or Ocado or Amazon, just a few to think about. Some of them don't have an app, in which case you would use the Safari website or the other browser website, Chrome or whatever browser you want to use, to get to the website and do your shopping. But as I said, once you're registered, it's quite easy. Too much money spent in too less time.
I'm sensing quite a lot of chocolate being mentioned here.
Probably. That's the hope, Simon. Hope for chocolate on Valentine's Day.
So do you find that you tend to stick with just certain sites? I know you've mentioned a few there, but some that you're favourite that are easy to use.
Yeah, I personally do. I'm a bit lazy. I don't have the time to mess about. And so I just tend to stick with 3-4 sites I usually use. Unless I know I'm looking for something specific, and then I venture to the other websites which I heard of but never used.
Because there's always that worry of perhaps clicking on something you shouldn't. So if you become familiar with a site, then you know where you are with that, don't you?
Yeah, I really like, for example, my personal favorite. I really love Amazon. I just admit it here. It's just so easy. And I personally think Amazon is easier from your smartphone than your computer. And frankly, you can find anything and everything on Amazon. And if you know how to use the website, you can do things that you don't have to pay delivery, and you can choose options, what gives you a good deal. So really, I like Amazon. I like the way it's made up. And it's quite easy to shop knowing you've done everything right. And what I also like, I forgot to mention, especially for Valentine's Day, on Amazon, if you do something, you can buy it gift wrapped. So if you buy something very late, I did that once on a birthday for my children. It was quite late, and they came up 2-3 days before, oh, mommy, I really want to have this for my birthday. And you think, oh, okay. And I just chose the gift wrap option, and there's a greeting card option as well. So you can write a little gift card, and you don't need to ask somebody to write it for you or find a way of writing it quite with a little time to spare. So it's nice because you can give a gift to somebody with even a message card on there or gift card on there. And it's looking really pretty, to be honest.
And you can put all that effort into it and not even leave an armchair.
Exactly.
There you go. Now, if you'd like to get any advice on online shopping or any other question to do with accessible technology, then you can approach RNIB's Technology for Life team. You're only too happy to help out.
Yes, we are. Just give us a call. Ring the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 and ask for the Technology for Life team, or drop us an email at tfl@rnib.org.uk. So that's TFL for Technology for Life.
Madeline, always a pleasure to chat with you, and we will speak with you very soon.
Thank you.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.